CAR-T cell companies proliferate, list of CAR-T companies worldwide. CAR-T cell therapy is a type of immunotherapy that teaches T cells to recognize and destroy cancer. This article provides a comprehensive list of CAR-T therapy companies worldwide. Read on to learn more about innovative CAR-T cell therapy companies and the technologies they are using to fight cancer. In this article, leaders of the CAR-T industry. List of CAR-T companies. Leaders of the CAR-T cell therapy industry. In 1987, an Israeli immunologist, Dr. Zella Geshar from the Weizmann Institute of Science, created the world's first chimeric antigen receptor, CAR. Chimeric antigen receptors, CARs, are genetically engineered allogeneic cells that are developed in the laboratory and infused into a patient to help in detecting and fighting cancer cells. The protein constructs stimulate anti-cancer T cells, which in turn boost a patient's immune system. Because CARs are engineered receptors, they do not exist in nature. Today, over 100 companies are developing CAR-T technologies from across the globe. CAR-T cell therapy is an approach that is being explored as an alternative to conventional treatments for several forms of cancer. To date, the US FDA has approved 6 CAR-T cell therapies, including Kymriah, Yescarta, Tecartus, Breyanzi, Abecma, and Carvykti, respectively. M&A activity has also been robust, with Celgene snagging Juno Therapeutics for $9 billion and Gilead acquiring Kite Pharma for $11.9 billion. Ranging from small startups to billion-dollar companies, CAR-T companies have proliferated in all healthcare markets worldwide. With every passing year, CAR-T cell therapies continues to be revolutionized by advancements in treatments and technologies. What is capable of being done today would have been previously unfathomable. List of CAR-T companies. Below is a comprehensive list of CAR-T immunotherapy companies involved with chimeric antigen receptor, CAR-T, cell technologies. Some of the companies are developing CAR-T therapies in-house, while others have invested in, acquired, or partnered with companies developing CAR-T therapies. AbbVie. AbbVie, NYSE, ABBV, and CalibER, a non-profit drug discovery division of Scripps Research, are co-developing CAR-T therapies aimed at solid tumors and other cancers. Under the terms of the license agreement, AbbVie will pay CalibER an undisclosed upfront license fee and gain exclusive access to CalibER's switchable CAR-T platform. CalibER's novel cell therapy program is designed to enhance safety, versatility and efficacy through a proprietary modular switchable CAR-T cell that uses antibody-based switch molecules to control the activation and antigen specificity of CAR-T cells. CalibER's proprietary technology may enable the development of universal CAR-T-based treatments across several types of hematological and solid tumor indications. AbClon. AbClon's CAR-T therapy offers a versatile approach for targeting different types of cancer. This treatment features a modular design that enables adaptation to various cancer targets and fine-tunes the activity of CAR-T cells in patients. This CAR-T therapy employs a switch molecule to regulate both the T cell activity and the cancer target, allowing for ongoing adjustments to CAR-T cell function throughout the treatment process. Adaptimmune Therapeutics PLC. Adaptimmune's proprietary SPEAR T cell platform has produced a robust pipeline of affinity-enhanced T cell therapies, with multiple INDs open. The company uses these therapies to harness the body's own immune system to find and destroy cancer cells. Aegentus Therapeutics. Aegentus Therapeutics is a biopharma company focused on the discovery, development, and commercialization of allogeneic inked cells unmodified and modified with engineered receptors, such as T-cell receptors, TCRs, and chimeric antigen receptors, CARs, designed to supercharge the human immune system cells to seek and destroy cancer. Aegentus has locations in Lexington, Massachusetts and Cambridge, UK. Agios Pharmaceutical. Agios is focused on developing small molecule anti-cancer therapeutics targeting cancer cell metabolism through the growth factor pathway. Agios had a broad partnership with Celgene that assisted its ability to have a July 2013 IPO in which it became a publicly traded company, NASDAQ, Agio. In May 2016, Agios then entered a $200 million deal with Celgene to develop therapeutics that impact cellular metabolism and explore immuno-oncology drug prospects. Celgene previously entered into a $1 billion deal with Juno involving CAR-T and T-cell receptor technologies and is now supporting Agios within these realms. Ala Unos Therapeutics, previously Xiopharm. Ala Unos Immuno-Oncology Programs, in collaboration with Intrexon Corporation, NYSE, SON, and the MD Anderson Cancer Center, include CAR-T and other adoptive cell-based approaches that leverage non-viral gene transfer methods. The company is advancing its non-viral Sleeping Beauty SB platform towards point-of-care POC for rapid manufacturing of genetically modified CAR plus T cells, with data from first and second generation SB clinical trials indicating safety, tolerability, disease response, long-term survival, and persistence of CD19-specific CAR plus T cells. In January 2022, Xiopharm rebranded itself as Ala Unos Therapeutics and listed itself on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol NYSE, DCRT. Alife Medical Science and Technology Company, Limited. Alife has the world-leading reprogramming, differentiating and NK-based CAR engineering technologies. The company's cancer immunotherapy program covers a pipeline of CAR NK therapies for different cancer types from blood cancers to solid malignant tumors. NK cells are a type of innate immune cells that is uniquely responsible for killing and removing disease cells such as cancer cells. Allogene Therapeutics. Launched April 2018, Allogene Therapeutics was formed by two former Kite Pharma executives and raised $300 million in investor funds to acquire and advance a portfolio of cell therapies previously controlled by Pfizer. Allogene will receive from Pfizer the rights to 16 preclinical CAR-T assets licensed from Cellectis and Servier and one clinical asset licensed from Servier. UCART19, an allogeneic CAR-T therapy that is being developed for treatment of CD19-expressing hematological malignancies. In partnership with Servier, UCART19 is initially being developed in acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL, and is currently in phase I. UCART19 utilizes TALEN gene editing technology pioneered and owned by Cellectis. As a result of the deal, Pfizer will have a 25% ownership stake in Allogene. Amgen. Since January 2015, Amgen and Kite Pharma have strategic partners in the development and commercialize CAR-T cell therapies based on Kite's engineered autologous cell therapy EACT platform and Amgen's broad array of cancer targets. The collaboration combines Amgen's immuno-oncology assets with Kite's industry dominance in CAR-T cell therapy sector. Anixa Biosciences Incorporated. Anixa's therapeutics portfolio includes a cancer immunotherapy program, which uses chimeric endocrine receptor T-cell, CAR-T, technology, a novel type of CAR-T, and a cancer vaccine technology focused specifically on triple-negative breast cancer, TNBC, the most lethal form of the disease. Onca Biotechnology. In 2015, Onca acquired 15% share of PersonGen, becoming involved with immuno-oncology and securing co-development rights to PersonGen's CAR-T projects. The company develops CAR-T therapies for well-known targets, such as CD19, and solid tumor markers, such as MUC1. PersonGen has a 2,000 square meter GMP CAR-T cell production plant. Artigen. Artigen is harnessing advanced artificial intelligence for drug discovery. The company combines in-house datasets with deep expertise in immunology, bioinformatics, machine learning, and software engineering. Artigen's Artimmune Vaccine TC-RACT platforms enable augmenting laboratory-based cell therapies development with AI to unlock the fast track to therapies based on engineered TCRs, TCRM mAbs, and immunogenic neoepitopes. The platforms maximize effectiveness and very early detect potential off-target toxicity while also supporting AI-based biomarker discovery. Arcelix Incorporated. Current engineered immune cell therapies often target tumors through a monospecific receptor that is constitutively expressed and active. In contrast, Arcelix has developed antigen receptor complex T cells, ARCT, that are readily silenced, activated, and reprogrammed in vivo by administration of a tumor-targeting antigen protein called ASPARCS. It controls the activity of ARCT cells by replacing the scFv binding domain found in conventional chimeric antigen receptors, CARs, with a proprietary binding domain specific for a universal tag. Atara Biotherapeutics. Atara Biotherapeutics, NASDAQ, ATRA, is an off-the-shelf, Allogeneic T-cell immunotherapy company developing treatments for patients with cancer, autoimmune and viral diseases. Originating from clinical experience at Memorial Sloan Kettering and Quay EMR Berghofer, ACAR is off-the-shelf, allogeneic, T-cells are bioengineered from donors with healthy immune function and allow for rapid delivery from inventory to patients without a requirement for pretreatment. Atara Biotherapeutics is building a $55 million, 90,000-square-foot CAR-T manufacturing facility in Thousand Oaks, California. Aurora Biopharma Incorporated. Aurora has a clinical trial collaboration to conduct CAR-T trials with Baylor College of Medicine, Texas Children's Hospital and Baptist Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. The company's preclinical and clinical trials have been supported by financial contributions from the National Institute of Health, Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas, Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy, American Brain Tumor Association, and other foundations. Autolus Limited. Autolus is a leader in cutting-edge T-cell therapies. Utilizing advanced cell programming and manufacturing technologies, it has established a development stage pipeline of CAR-T products for the treatment of hematological malignancies and solid tumors. Autolus uses powerful CARs or T-cell receptors, TCRs, to reprogram T-cells to recognize and kill tumor cells. On November 8, 2024, the U.S. FDA issued a historic approval of Autolus Aucatzyl, obicabtagene autoleucel, a CD19-directed genetically modified autologous T-cell immunotherapy for adults with relapsed or refractory B-cell precursor acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. This made it the sixth CAR T-cell therapy to be approved in the U.S. Beam Therapeutics. Beam Therapeutics is applying base editing across a wide range of serious genetic diseases using both ex vivo and in vivo delivery approaches. It has released data on one of the emerging applications of base editing technology, which is to enable multiplex editing of CAR T cells without genomic rearrangements. As stated by the company, for advanced cellular therapies requiring a large number of simultaneous edits, base editing represents an important new technology that could open up new options for patients with cancer and other immune-mediated diseases. Beijing Biohealthcare Biotechnology Company .com Limited. Beijing Kangai Ruihao Biotechnology Company Limited is carrying out R&D related to the industrialization of CAR-T and immune cell technology. The company has a cell-based drug preparation center designed and managed by the GMP standard, which will provide a pharmaceutical-grade CAR-T and immune cell preparation. The GMP standard cell drug preparation center has a drug-grade CAR-T production line, a drug-level lentivirus production line, a plasmid preparation production line, a stem cell production line, and an immune cell production line. Beijing Duing Biomedical Company, Limited. Beijing Duing Biomedical Company, Limited is sponsor of a multicenter, non-randomized, open-label phase I clinical trial of an advanced therapy investigational medicinal product named CD19-CD20 chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, T-cells, CD19 CAR T-cells, in patients with high-risk, relapsed CD19+ and CD20+ hematological malignancies, leukemia and lymphoma. Beijing ImmunoChina Medical Science and Technology Company, Limited. Beijing ImmunoChina is developing CAR-T technology and CAR-T cell products for the treatment of malignant tumors. Founders of ImmunoChina, Dr. He Ding, Dr. Lu Xinan and Dr. Qi Feifei, graduated from School of Life Sciences, Tsinghua University. They have been devoted to the basic and translational research in cancer and immunology, and have mastered multiple CAR-T core techniques. Beijing Sanwater Biological Technology Company, Limited. Beijing Sanwater Biological Technology Company, Limited is sponsor of a single-arm, open-label, multicenter, phase I study which will determine the efficacy of CTL019 in patients with RRBCL. Bellicum Pharmaceuticals. Located near the Houston Medical Center in Texas, Bellicum Pharmaceuticals focuses on developing innovative cellular immunotherapies for cancers and blood disorders. Its GoCAR-T technology incorporates a switch that activates CAR-T cells when triggered by both rimonucin and the targeted antigen expressed on the surface of the cancer cells. GoCAR-T cells are designed to only be fully activated when exposed to both the cancer cells and rimonucin, a system designed to control the degree of activation of the CAR-T cells through adjustments in rimonucin administration. Bio4T2. Bio4T2 is a clinical stage, privately owned biopharmaceutical company that is developing CAR-T therapies against multiple types of solid tumors. Its PRISM Core platform combines algorithmic learning with iterative designs of CARs to create genetically modified T cells that recognize self-antigens that overexpressed on solid tumors. It is currently testing B4T2001 in clinical trials. BioAlta, LLC. BioAtla's partner, Shanghai Sinobiowei Sunterra Biotechnology, is undertaking a clinical trial for two novel, conditionally active chimeric antigen receptor T cell, CAB-CAR-T, product candidates targeting AXL and ROR2 for the treatment of metastatic renal cell carcinoma. The precision medicine-driven clinical trial will enroll patients in China with multi-organ, recurrent/refractory metastatic renal cell carcinoma. F1 Oncology, BioAtla's partner in CAB technology applications for adoptive cellular therapies, AXE, combines BioAtla's CAB technology with F1 Oncology's proprietary technologies with the goal of developing and commercializing CAB CAR-T therapies for the treatment of solid tumor malignancies. CAB CAR-T cell therapies are designed to be conditionally active only in the tumor microenvironment and may help reduce potential adverse events associated with on-target, off-tumor effects of CAR-T therapies. BioCelltech Therapeutics, Ltd. BioCelltech Therapeutics is developing allogenic and autologous CAR-T treatments for hematologic neoplasms like leukemia and lymphoma, as well as autologous CAR-T therapies for solid tumors such as ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, gastric cancer and glioma, etc. Additionally, it is developing nonspecific NK cell therapies for solid tumors. BioNTech. BioNTech is developing second-generation CAR-T therapy designed to overcome the shortcomings of CAR-T therapy in solid tumors. Its mechanism relies on T cells with CARs engineered to target cancer-specific antigens, including novel antigens selected from its proprietary antigen library and administered with a fixed-vac immune booster. Bluebird Bio. Bluebird Bio has an integrated product platform encompassing cancer immunotherapy, gene therapy and gene editing. In partnership with Celgene, it is developing BB2121, a CAR-T therapy targeting B-cell maturation antigen, BCMA, in previously treated patients with multiple myeloma. BB2121 has breakthrough therapy designation with the FDA and PRIME, Priority Medicines, eligibility by the EMA. Bristol-Myers Squibb. Bristol-Myers Squibb, NYSE, BMY, acquired Celgene for an astounding $74 billion in November 2019. Celgene previously bought Juno Therapeutics for $9 billion in January 2018 in a move to acquire full rights to the Bluebird Bio's CAR-T program. Bluebird Bio has an integrated product platform encompassing cancer immunotherapy, gene therapy and gene editing that it is developing in partnership with Celgene. Calibr. In June 2018, Calibr announced a collaboration to develop CAR-T therapies in partnership with AbbVie. Calibr's novel cell therapy program, led by Travis Young, Ph.D., Director of Protein Sciences at Calibr, is designed to enhance safety, versatility and efficacy through a proprietary modular switchable CAR-T cell that uses antibody-based switch molecules to control the activation and antigen specificity of CAR-T cells. Calibr's proprietary technology may be capable of enabling universal CAR-T-based treatments across a variety of hematological and solid tumor indications. Karina Biotech. Karina Biotech is an Australian biotech company researching and developing chimeric antigen receptor T-cell, CAR-T, technologies to treat solid cancers including pediatric and rare cancers. Karina has produced a pan-cancer CAR T-cell, CNA-1003, that can kill a wide range of solid cancers in vitro including high-incidence cancers and rare and pediatric cancers. CNA-1003 has shown dose-responsive in vitro cytotoxicity against 21 different cancer cell lines across 13 cancer types. Pilot in vivo data has so far demonstrated significant anti-cancer activity of CNA-1003 against a number of human cancers. CA-RISGN Therapeutics. CA-RISGN Therapeutics is commercializing CAR-T cell therapies for solid tumors and in hematology malignancies. Its pioneering CAR-T cell therapies include anti-GPC3 CAR-T for hepatocellular carcinoma, HCC, anti-GPC3 CAR-T for squamous lung cancer, SLC, cancer-specific anti-EGFR CAR-T for glioblastoma multiforme, GBM, and first-in-class anti-claudin 18.2 CAR-T for gastric and pancreatic cancer. Its anti-claudin 18.2 CAR-T cell therapy is being tested within a clinical trial at Shanghai Hospital of Shanghai, a Chinese hospital with a specialty in gastroesophageal and related cancers. Cartesian Therapeutics. Cartesian is developing potent yet safer cell and gene therapies designed to benefit the broadest range of patients with cancer and autoimmune diseases. Unlike conventional CAR-T cells, which have the potential for uncontrolled proliferation and ensuing severe toxicity, Cartesian's Descartes CAR-T cells are engineered to have a defined and predictable half-life, enabling repeat dosing to maximize potency while minimizing risk of toxicity. The product's enhanced safety features are intended to enable convenient, outpatient treatment of potentially the widest range of diseases for any CAR-T therapy, from multiple myeloma, relapse/refractory or early-stage disease, other cancers, and a spectrum of autoimmune conditions such as generalized myasthenia gravis. CarTherix Proprietary Limited. CarTherix Proprietary Limited is developing next-generation immunotherapies for adenocarcinomas, with an initial primary focus on ovarian, gastric cancers and cutaneous T-cell lymphomas. The products in development include potential chimeric antigen receptor, CAR-T, enhanced killer T-cells for autologous and allogeneic, off-the-shelf, cancer therapies. In May 2018, Mesoblast partnered with CarTherix to develop allogeneic off-the-shelf CAR-T cells armed with multiple targeting receptors for use in solid cancers. Celgene Corporation. An American biotechnology company, Celgene grabbed the spotlight when it acquired Juno Therapeutics for $9 billion in January 2018 in a strategic move to acquire full rights to the Bluebird Bio's CAR-T program. In December 2017, Celgene's research partner Bluebird Bio also released promising results for its CAR-T product BB2121 in multiple myeloma patients. Celgene was acquired by Bristol Myers Squibb, NYSE, BMY, for an astounding $74 billion in November 2019. Cell Design Labs, acquired by Gilead Sciences. Cell Design Labs was acquired by Gilead Sciences in December 2017. In the deal, Gilead acquired all of the outstanding shares of Cell Design Labs, including the 12.2% of shares held by Gilead's subsidiary Kite Therapeutics, for up to approximately $567 million. Cell Design Labs is a biotherapeutics company on a mission to discover and build the next generation of anti-cancer therapies, using two unique technology platforms, Throttle, an on/off switch that allows the control of CAR-T cell activity using small molecules, and SynNotch, a synthetic gene expression system that can be deployed to engineer CAR-T cells that require dual antigen recognition for activation. CellMedica. CellMedica is developing off-the-shelf engineered T-cell therapies. It is harnessing the natural properties of a specific subset of cytotoxic T-cells, natural killer T-cells, NKT cells, and engineering them with features to enhance their anti-tumor efficacy. Its CAR-NKT candidates are being developed in collaboration with Baylor College of Medicine and University of North Carolina. The first CAR-NKT product, CMD-501, is being investigated in a trial in pediatric patients with relapsed/refractory neuroblastoma. CMD-501 is an autologous CAR-NKT cell product that targets GD2, a tumor-associated antigen frequently expressed in neuroblastoma. Its second CAR-NKT cell candidate, CMD-502, is an allogeneic product targeting CD19+ B-cell malignancies that is in late-stage preclinical development and undergoing IND-enabling studies. Cellectis. Cellectis develops genome-edited chimeric antigen receptor T-cell technologies for cancer immunotherapy. It is creating off-the-shelf allogeneic products it calls UCART, Universal Chimeric Antigen Receptor T-cells. UCART-19 is its allogeneic anti-CD19 CAR T-cell product being developed by Servier and Pfizer. UCART-123 is its product candidate for acute myeloid leukemia, AML, and blastic plasmacytoid dendritic cell neoplasm, BPDCN. Cellular Biomedicine Group Incorporated, CBMG. Cellular Biomedicine Group, NASDAQ, CBMG, develops proprietary cell therapies for cancer and degenerative diseases. Its pipeline includes preclinical compounds targeting CD20, CD22 and B-cell maturation antigen, BCMA-specific CAR-T compounds, and T-cell receptor, TCR, and tumor-infiltrating lymphocyte, DIL, Technologies. It conducts immuno-oncology and stem cell clinical trials in China using products from its GMP laboratory. Its GMP facilities in China, consisting of 12 independent cell production lines, are designed and managed according to China and US GMP standards. In September 2017, CBMG entered into a strategic licensing and collaboration agreement with Novartis to manufacture and supply the CAR T cell therapy Kymriah, tisagenlecleucel, in China. Celularity Incorporated. Celularity is looking to solve the bottleneck in the CAR T industry by deriving T cells from a single allogeneic cell line, potentially positioning itself to slash the price point for CAR T treatments. Celularity's medicine asset portfolio consists of more than 200 issued or pending patents, as well as preclinical and clinical assets, including CAR constructs for allogeneic CAR T/NK products and licenses of 100+ immunotherapy assets. Celyad. Celyad is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical that is developing CAR T/NK cell-based immunotherapies for cancer treatment. The Belgium-based company holds U.S. patent number 9,181,527 relating to allogeneic human primary T cells that are engineered to be T cell receptor TCR deficient and express a chimeric antigen receptor CAR. Its unique immunotherapy approach emerged from research conducted by Professor Charles Sentman and his team at Dartmouth College, called the NKRT platform. Celyad is now sponsoring a trial called Therapeutic Immunotherapy Using NKR2 T Cells. Think. Coiptus Therapeutics. Coiptus Therapeutics and its wholly owned subsidiary Coiptus Pharmaceuticals are developing novel cell therapy platforms for cancer. Its product portfolio and intellectual property rights feature a universal multi-antigen CAD technology licensed from the University of Pittsburgh, PITT, called SnapCAR. Coiptus has an exclusive license agreement with Pitt for the rights to SnapCAR, which is designed to target multiple antigens simultaneously and potentially treat various hematologic and solid tumors, including breast and ovarian cancer. Creative Biolabs. Creative Biolabs is a leading biotechnology company specializing in the development and production of CAR T, chimeric antigen receptor T cell, therapies. With a strong focus on innovation and cutting-edge technology, Creative Biolabs offers comprehensive services in CAR T cell engineering, including target identification, CAR vector design, virus packaging and CAR gene delivery, and preclinical validation. The company's expertise spans the entire CAR T development pipeline, ensuring high-quality, customized solutions for clients worldwide. CRISPR Therapeutics AG. CRISPR Therapeutics is developing a portfolio of CAR T cell product candidates based on its gene editing technology. The company believes the precision and efficiency of multiplexed editing with CRISPR/Cas9 may ultimately allow it to overcome the primary challenges with the current generation of CAR T therapies. For one, with CRISPR/Cas9, it can generate off-the-shelf allogeneic CAR T cells, which have distinct advantages over the autologous patient-derived products currently on the market. In addition, it can use CRISPR/Cas9 to eliminate or insert genes to create new classes of CAR T products with improved applicability to solid tumors. Curocell. Headquartered in Daejeon, South Korea, Curocell is a biotechnology company that discovers and develops the innovative broad-spectrum CAR T technologies for blood cancers and solid cancers. Its programmed T-cell product candidates are differentiated by incorporation of T-cell modifying technology designed to overcome immune suppression, and thus, offer greater efficacy in comparison to existing CAR T-cell technology. Cytomed Therapeutics Private Limited. Cytomed is sponsoring a clinical trial that is an open-label, single-center, dose-escalation, phase-I study designed to investigate the safety and tolerability of haploidentical allogeneic NKG2DL targeting chimeric antigen receptor CAR grafted gamma delta T cells CTMN2D in subjects with relapsed or refractory solid tumor. The study objectives of this phase I study are to determine the safety, activity and the safe dose of haploidentical or allogeneic NKG2DL targeting CAR grafted gamma delta T cells in patients with relapsed or refractory solid tumors of different types. Elicera Therapeutics. Elicera Therapeutics is a clinical stage immuno-oncology company focused on creating advanced cell and gene therapies using CAR T cells and oncolytic viruses. the company has developed the proprietary ATANC genetic engineering method, enabling the creation of new treatments and enhancement of existing CAR T-cell therapies for aggressive and recurrent cancers, including solid tumors. Ilacera is currently conducting a promising CD20 trial, where the first patient achieved complete tumor remission 1 month after receiving treatment. Endocyte Incorporated. Endocyte is pursuing an investigational new drug application for its adaptor-controlled CAR T-cell therapy, which will be studied initially in osteosarcoma. Eureka Therapeutics Incorporated. Eureka Therapeutics has relisted preliminary safety and clinical results from its ongoing proof-of-concept study of ET-140202 T-cell therapy in AFP-positive patients with hepatocellular carcinoma, HCC, the most prevalent form of liver cancer. The data was presented in the late-breaking abstract session of the CAR-DCR Summit in Boston, Massachusetts. The ET-140202 clinical proof-of-concept study was sponsored by Yuan Therapeutics, Shanghai, Company. Exuma Biotech. In March 2020, F1 Oncology changed its name Exuma Biotech, while simultaneously announcing a $19 million Series B round of financing to advance the development of its CAR T-cell therapy portfolio. Previously, BioAlta LLC and F1 Oncology had signed a global license agreement to combine BioAtla's CAB technology with F1 Oncology's proprietary technologies to develop and commercialize CAR T therapies and other acts for the treatment of cancer. Fate Therapeutics. Fate Therapeutics is developing FT819 as an off-the-shelf CAR T-cell product candidate produced from a master-induced pluripotent stem cell, IMPSC, line. FT819 has two targeting receptors, a chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, targeting CD19-positive tumor cells and a CD16 Fc receptor that can engage other proven cancer therapies, such as tumor antigen-targeting monoclonal antibody, MAB, based treatments, to overcome antigen escape. Fortress Bio. Fortress Bio got involved in the CAR T space through its subsidiary Mustang Bio, a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company that is developing CAR T technologies with a strategy that is heavy on in licensing, acquiring an ownership interest, funding third-party R&D, or out-licensing its technologies to bring them to market. In September 2017, Mustang Bio announced the expansion of its pipeline of CAR T therapies into CD20-directed immunotherapies via an exclusive worldwide licensing agreement with Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center for the use of a CAR T therapy related to autologous T cells engineered to express a CD20-specific chimeric antigen receptor, CD20 technology. Fossen Kite Biotechnology Company Limited. Shanghai-based Fossen Kite Biotechnology Company Limited was founded in April 2017 as a joint venture of Shanghai Fossen Pharmaceutical Company, Limited and US Kite Pharma. The company is engaged with the commercialization of Yescarta, axicabtagene ciloleucel, in partnership with Kite Pharma, project name FKC-876. Because FKC-876 obtained an IND approval from National Medical Products Administration, NMPA, in China in 2018. The company is carrying out registrational clinical trials in China to provide evidence in support of its successful registration. If the trials proceed successfully, FKC-876 could become the first CAR T therapy approved in China. Galapagos. Galapagos secured a novel CAR T point-of-care manufacturing platform when it acquired CellPoint in June of 2022. CellPoint, now a Galapagos company, had developed in collaboration with Lonza a novel point-of-care supply model that permits clinicians to administer fresh CAR T cells within 7 days of leukapheresis, without complex logistics or cryopreservation. The company is currently undertaking a phase half trial with its CD19 CAR T candidate, GLPG5201. GLPG5201 is a second-generation anti-CD19-4-1BB CAR T product candidate that is administered to patients as an intravenous infusion of a fresh product candidate in a single fixed dose. Gilead Sciences. One of the best-capitalized and most aggressive players in the CAR T space, Gilead acquired Kite Pharma for an astounding $12 billion in August 2017. Shortly thereafter, in October 2017, Gilead Sciences company Kite Pharma became the second company to achieve a CAR T-cell therapy approval by the US FDA. Yescarta, getting Yescarta approved for the treatment of relapsed or refractory large B-cell lymphoma in adult patients. More recently, Gilead acquired Cell Design Labs in a deal valued at $567 million to further expand its CAR-T product development portfolio. Gracell Biotechnologies. Gracell is a global clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company that is disrupting conventional approaches to CAR-T cell therapies with its proprietary technology platforms, FostCAR and TrueUCAR. The company is developing a clinical-stage pipeline of multiple autologous and allogeneic product candidates with the potential to overcome major industry challenges, such as lengthy manufacturing time, suboptimal production quality, high therapy cost and lack of effective CAR-T therapies for solid tumors. In January 2021, the company raised $209 million with an IPO. It plans to list on the NASDAQ under the symbol GRCL. Guangzhou Anji Biomedical Technology Company, Limited. Guangzhou Anji Biomedical Technology Company, Limited is collaborator in clinical trials exploring CAR-T and PD-1 knockout engineered T-cells for esophageal cancer. This is a combined Phase 1 and 2 clinical study. The aim of its Phase 2 study is to assess the safety and efficacy of the immunotherapies using anti-MUC1 CAR-T cells alone. Anti-MUC1 CAR-T combining PD-1 knockout engineered T-cells and PD-1 knockout engineered T-cell only for the treatment of patients with advanced esophageal cancer. Gabason Long Biotechnology Incorporated, Limited. Gabason Long Biotechnology Company, Limited, together Second Hospital of Hebei Medical University, is developing a CAR-T cell immunotherapy clinical study using the CD19 as target for CD19 plus patients with relapsed or refractory blood malignant tumors, mainly including all and B-cell lymphoma. This is an open, single-arm, Phase I clinical study to evaluate efficacy and safety of chimeric antigen receptor T-cell immunotherapy, CAR-T, in the treatment of hematopoietic and lymphoid malignancies. A total of 30 patients are planned to be enrolled over a period of 2 years. Hemagenix Pharmaceuticals. Hemagenix Pharmaceuticals has constructed chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, program T-cells, termed HemoCAR-T, for the potential treatment of acute myeloid leukemia, AML. HemoCAR-T is made using Hemagenix's proprietary humanized monoclonal antibody against a target on the surface of AML cells. Hoffmann La Roche. Roche's Roactemra gains positive CHMP opinion for CAR-T cell-induced cytokine release syndrome. Cytokine release syndrome, CRS, a severe and life-threatening condition, is caused by an overactive immune response and is often associated with the use of chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, T-cell therapy for certain blood cancers. Roactemra would be the first approved treatment for CRS in Europe. Rain Biotechnology Company, Limited. Rain Biotechnology has several CAR-T clinical trials registered on clinicaltrials.gov, an authoritative platform for exchanges of clinical experience in America, as well as multiple clinical centers located in Beijing, Chongqing, Jiangsu, Zhejiang, Henan, and Jiangxi. Humanigen Incorporated. Humanigen Incorporated is a biopharmaceutical company developing cutting-edge CAR-T optimization and oncology treatments. Derived from the company's Humaniered platform, lenzilumab and efavotuzumab are monoclonal antibodies with first-in-class mechanisms. Lenzilumab, which targets GM-CSF, is in development as a potential medicine to make CAR-T therapy safer and more effective, as well as a potential treatment for rare hematologic cancers such as chronic myelomonocytic leukemia, CMML, and juvenile myelomonocytic leukemia, JMML. iCell Gene Therapeutics. CAR-engineered cells expressing single-chain variable fragments, scFvs, which target a unique surface marker on T-cell malignancies. iCell has first-mover technology in this area and a robust patent portfolio. The leading therapeutic in this class is its CD4-targeted CAR, which has an effective IND with US FDA. A clinical trial in conjunction with the University of Louisville and Stony Brook University is enrolling. IMX Biopharma. IMX Biopharma, IMMX, has in-licensed NXC-201, formerly HBI-0101, from Hadasit, Israel. NXC-201 is an autologous anti-BCMA CAR-T cell therapy targeting multiple myeloma and al-amyloidosis. The company is currently conducting trials in Israel and plans to work with the US FDA to expand its clinical trial activity into the US. The data being collected from the company's trial in Israel has been promising, especially in amyloidosis. Immune Cell Incorporated. Immunotherapy offers an extremely precise approach with the potential to eliminate cancer cells specifically. Immune Cell's newly designed CD19-targeted ICAR-19 T-cells can specifically kill CD19-plus tumor cells. The company is pursuing a clinical study in which the participants will receive several doses of autologous ICAR-19 T-cells and the investigators will determine the safety and therapeutic effects of these cells. Immune Therapeutics. Immune Therapeutics is developing CAR T-cell therapies for various applications. It recently acquired the Chinese Chimeric Superantigen Receptor T-cell, CAR-T, cocktail therapy, immuno-oncology patents, pending, manufacturing technology, and therapeutic clinical data from Super T-cell Cancer Company, STCC, a newly formed corporation. ImmunoChina Pharmaceuticals. ImmunoChina Pharmaceuticals is developing CAR T-cell therapies and a lentiviral manufacturing platform for the treatment of malignant tumors. As ImmunoChina expects to receive two IND approvals within China by the end of 2019, the company is accelerating construction of its new commercial-scale, GMP-grade manufacturing facility, supported by recent partnerships with German biopharmaceutical manufacturing and equipment supplier Sartorius and American biotechnology product development company Thermo Fisher Scientific. Janssen Biotech. The Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson was granted a prime priority medicines designation for the company's investigational B-cell maturation antigen, BCMA, CAR T therapy, JNJ-68284528, JNJ-4528, by the European Medicines Agency, EMA. PRIME offers enhanced interaction and early dialogue to optimize development plans and speed up evaluation of cutting-edge scientific advances that target a high unmet medical need. Juno Therapeutics. Founded in 2013, Juno Therapeutics was acquired by Celgene Corporation for an astounding $9 billion in January 2018. Juno Therapeutics is a clinical-stage immunotherapy company that is revolutionizing medicine by re-engaging the body's immune system to treat cancer. Juno's pipeline of investigation CAR T-cell product candidate supplies its CAR and TCR technologies against a variety of cancer targets. Huventus Cell Therapy Limited. Huventus Cell Therapy is a China-based domestic company located in Tianjin City, China, engaged in cell therapy. The company's lead product, CNCT19, devolved from the CD19 CAR T, was originally created at the Institute of Hematology, Chinese Academy of Medical Sciences, one of the top hematology centers in China. CD19 CAR T is used to treat cancer patients with acute lymphoblastic leukemia and relapsed non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Through its commercial collaboration with KC, Huventus intends to be the first domestic company to launch a CD19 CAR T in China. JW Therapeutics. Headquartered in Shanghai, China, JW Therapeutics was founded in 2016 as an innovative CAR T startup. It was named JW Therapeutics to reflect that it was formed through collaboration by Juno Therapeutics, now owned by Celgene, and WuXiAppTech, combining Juno's CAR T platform with WuXiAppTech Group's R&D and manufacturing. Its first CD19-directed investigational therapy, CAR-029, is a CAR T therapy focused on B-cell malignancies, namely relapsed and refractory DLBCL. In March 2018, JW Therapeutics announced it had secured a $90 million in series of financing to support its progress toward a CAR-T clinical trial. It boasts an impressive investor list that includes Temasek, Sequoia Capital China, Yuan Ming Capital, as well as Oriza Seed Capital, Yipa Capital, Avict Global Holdings, and existing investors WuXi and Juno. Kiti Biotech Company, Limited. Kiti is solving the difficulties and pain of solid tumors through its synthetic biological technology platform KDSM-CARD. While the company is developing numerous next-generation CAR-T, UCAR-T, and TCR-T products, its lead product candidate, KD025, is a CAR-T cell therapy drug developed on the basis of KD-NextCAR. The company believes that additional research will result in the creation of CAR-T and TCR-T cell immunotherapies that will provide solutions to cancer patients worldwide. Kesalytics Biotech Company Limited. Kesalytics Biotech is developing an autologous chimeric antigen receptor T, CAR-T, cell therapy targeting CD19. Kite Therapeutics. A Gilead Sciences company, Kite Pharma was the second company to achieve a CAR-T cell therapy approval by the US FDA, Yescarta. Priced at $373,000 per patient. Yescarta is for relapsed or refractory large B-cell lymphoma adult patients. Since January 2015, Amgen and Kite Pharma have also had a strategic partnership to develop CAR-T cell therapies based on Kite's engineered autologous cell therapy, EACT, platform and Amgen's broad array of cancer targets. Legend Biotech. Legend Biotech, a global, commercial-stage biotechnology company developing and manufacturing advanced therapies, including CAR-T cell therapies. The company is currently conducting trials in the U.S. to evaluate its investigational anti-CD4 CAR-T therapy for the treatment of relapsed or refractory T-cell lymphoma. Also, the U.S. FDA approved Janssen Pharmaceuticals and Legend Biotech's autologous CAR-T cell therapy CARVYKTI for the treatment of previously treated, relapsed, or refractory multiple myeloma patients in March 2022. Lucid Bio. Lucid Bio is a spin-out of the UK's King's College. Lead by Dr. John Marr, a clinical immunologist and immunopathologist who heads the CAR Mechanics Research Group at King's College London. Lucid Bio is exploring intra-tumor applications of CAR-T therapy to treat solid head and neck cancer. The company has a phase I clinical trial underway, NCT01818323. Lion TCR Private Limited. Lion TCR is a Singapore-based clinical-stage biotech company developing engineered T-cell immunotherapy against viral-related cancer and chronic hepatitis B with manufacturing and clinical trial operations in China and Singapore. It is world's first to develop HPV-specific TCR T-cell therapy against HCC. Lion TCR's engineered T-cell technologies are exclusively licensed initially from Astar, Singapore. TCR T-cell therapy developed by Professor Antonio Bertoletti's lab and the Technical University of Munich. CAR T-cell therapy developed by Professor Ulrike Protzer's lab. Luminary Therapeutics. Luminary Therapeutics takes a non-viral autologous cell therapy approach to cancer and autoimmune disorders. It is developing a broad pipeline of non-viral cell therapies via in-licensed advancements from notable academic institutions' cell therapy teams. Its leading product candidate is LMY920, is a CAR-T product for the treatment of B-cell malignancies and autoimmune disorders. Luye Pharma Group Limited. Luye Pharma Group Limited has a partnership with the U.S. biotech firm Alpus Biopharmaceuticals Corporation to work on dual target-based therapies for cancer patients who fail to respond to current treatment. The companies have a license agreement to jointly develop CAR-R therapies and biologic drug candidates in immuno-oncology. This is a global collaboration in which Luye will be in charge of the development and commercialization of the co-developed products in China and will have the exclusive rights in the Chinese market. Merino Biotechnology Company, Limited. Merino Biotechnology is developing anti-mesothelin chimeric antigen receptor T, CAR-T, cells for the treatment of patients with mesothelin-positive, recurrent or metastatic malignant tumors. MaxCyte Incorporated. MaxCyte Incorporated signed a strategic collaboration with Washington University in St. Louis in 2016 for developing unique immunotherapy and CAR-T drug candidates. Based on MaxCyte's proprietary cell engineering platform technology, CARMA. Medisix Therapeutics Private Limited. Medisix is a Singapore-based immune engineering startup developing novel cellular therapies to address T-cell malignancies. Its technology platform originates from world expert in translational immunology, Professor Dario Campana, MD, PhD, a physician scientist who pioneered CAR-T biology. Its programs utilize proprietary immune engineering approaches that enable T-cell leukemias and lymphomas to be targeted with cell therapy. It announced the close of a $20 million series of financing on May 14, 2018. Mesoblast Limited. Mesoblast has combined its technology platform with Gartherix technology to facilitate large-scale production of allogeneic CAR T cells produced from induced pluripotent stem cells, iPSCs. Clinical-grade manufacturing and banking methods will be used to convert gene-edited iPSCs to potentially limitless numbers of killer T cells, eliminating costly resources required to produce autologous, patient's own, CAR T cells. This could provide large numbers of cancer patients with access to cost-effective off-the-shelf CAR-T therapies. Miltenyi Biotech GmbH. The CliniMax Prodigy simplifies the manufacturing processes and enables the automated production of CAR T cells. The instrument is able to perform cell enrichment, activation, genetic manipulation, and expansion with minimal involvement from the user. All steps take place in a closed system, providing a sterile solution for the challenges associated with clinical-grade CAR T cell production. All reagents for cell enrichment and activation, as well as cytokines and media, are available in max GMP quality. Minerva Biotechnologies Corporation. Minerva Biotechnologies' lead program is a CAR T targeting MUC1 positive solid tumors that is expected to start a first in human clinical trial with the world leading Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. The first targeted indication will be breast cancer. MolMed SPA. MolMed's CAR T CD44V6 involves isolating the patient's T cells and modifying them ex vivo with a viral vector. T cells are engineered to express the CAR in the HSV-TK suicide gene already used in Zalmoxis. Thanks to the presence of CAR, the lymphocytes recognize and kill the tumor cells. While the suicide gene allows to eliminate the T lymphocytes in case of toxic reaction against the patient's healthy tissues. MolMed is also the coordinator of the ERCART project, European Endeavor for Chimeric Antigen Receptor Therapies, which has obtained a European funding of €5,903,146, as part of Horizon, aimed at demonstrating the safety and efficacy of immunotherapy based on CAR CD44V6 lymphocytes in acute myeloid leukemia and multiple myeloma. Thanks to the experience gained in the development of autologous CD44V6 CAR T, MolMed is developing autologous CAR T products against different antigens selectively expressed by tumor cells. Mustang Bio. Mustang Bio, Nasdaq MBO, is a fortress biotech, Nasdaq FBO, company that specializes in the development of novel immunotherapies based on proprietary CAR T technology. In October 2017, it entered into a lease agreement with the UMass Medicine Science Park in Worcester, Massachusetts, for a manufacturing facility to develop its CAR T product candidates. In addition to its CAR T pipeline, Mustang partnered with the City of Hope National Medical Center and the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center to develop CAR T therapies for various cancers, and with Harvard Medical School's Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and the Harvard Stem Cell Institute (HSCI) to support the development of CRISPR/Cas9 enhanced CAR T therapies for hematologic malignancies and solid tumors. Nanjing Legend Biotech. Chinese firm Nanjing Legend Biotech has developing a strong pipeline of CAR T products to treat solid and liquid tumors. Johnson & Johnson agreed to pay $350 million to partner with the firm after it released promising CAR T data at an ASCO annual meeting. Specifically, Janssen Biotech, a Janssen pharmaceutical company of Johnson & Johnson, announced it entered into a worldwide collaboration and license agreement with Legend Biotech USA Incorporated and Legend Biotech Ireland Limited, Legend, subsidiaries of Genscript Biotech Corporation, to develop, manufacture and commercialize a chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, T-cell drug candidate, LCAR-B38M, which targets the B-cell maturation antigen, BCMA. LCAR-B38M is accepted for a review by the China Food and Drug Administration, CFDA, and in the planning phase of clinical studies in the United States for multiple myeloma. Nektar Therapeutics. In Oncology, Nektar Therapeutics' lead product, NKTR-255, is being evaluated in combination with T-cell redirection therapies, novel CARTs, anti-HER2 antibodies and anti-CD20 antibodies. For example, effects of NKTR-255, a polymer-conjugated human IL-15, are being explored for their efficacy of CAR T-cell immunotherapy in a preclinical lymphoma model. Noil Immune Biotech. Noil Immune Biotech is a clinical stage biotechnology company focused on the development and commercialization of next generation CAR T cells to eradicate solid cancers. Its goals is to discover and develop innovative cancer immunotherapies through partnerships with experts in academia, including National Cancer Center, NCC, and Yamaguchi University. Novartis. Novartis, NYSE, NVS, a global leader in integrated cancer solutions, achieved a world first. Kymriah became the first CAR T cell therapy to be approved by the US FDA. With a price tag of $475,000, Kymriah is a treatment for B cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia that uses autologous, self-derived, D-cells. The Swiss multinational pharmaceutical is noted to be one of the largest pharmaceutical companies by both market cap and sales. Oxford Biomedica PLC. Oxford Biomedica PLC signed an agreement with Novartis for the commercial and clinical supply of lentiviral vectors used to generate CTL019, Tisagen Liclocel, and other undisclosed chimeric antigen receptor T-cell, CART, products. PPRO-MENA Bio Incorporated. PPRO-MENA signed a mutual investment deal with Benex for developing a CAR T therapy for patients with recurrence. Around 30% of patients treated with existing CD19-specific CAR T therapies, like Kymriah and Yescarta, are experiencing recurrence. PPRO-MENA Bio is using a newly discovered antigen, called BAFAR, B-cell activating factor receptor, to develop the CAR T therapy for patients with recurrence. PersonGen Biotherapeutics, Sudo, Co., Ltd. PersonGen Biotherapeutics is sponsoring a study designed to explore the safety and efficacy of CD7 CAR T cells for patients with relapse/refractory CD7 plus NK/T cell lymphoma and T lymphoblastic lymphoma, and to evaluate the pharmacokinetics of CD7 CAR T cells in patients. Pfizer. Pfizer, NYSE, PFE, has partnered with Cellectis and Servier to co-develop allogeneic CAR T cell therapies for multiple indications. Cellectis CAR T platform technology is an allogeneic approach to CAR T cell therapies that aims to produce genetically engineered immunotherapy treatments. Through a partnership with Servier, Pfizer is co-developing UCART19 in the US, an investigational allogeneic CAR T cell therapy involving T cells from healthy donors. UCART19 appears bind to the CD19 antigen on the surface of B cells and is believed to eliminate CD19 positive cells through T cell mediated pro-inflammatory cytokine production and cytotoxicity. In April 2018, Pfizer transferred the bulk of its CAR T assets to Allogene Therapeutics in exchange for a 25% ownership stake in the company. PINS Life Technology Company Limited. The aim of PINS's research is to assess the feasibility, safety and effectiveness of CD19 CAR T cell therapy for relapsed/refractory acute lymphoblastic leukemia/B-cell lymphoma patients who have applied it. Poseida Therapeutics. Poseida's pipeline is composed of 6 preclinical and clinical programs involving gene therapy and CAR T product candidates for orphan diseases and cancer. PPSMA-101 is the company's PSMA-specific stem cell memory CAR T drug candidate for the treatment of prostate cancer, which is the most common cancer among men in the United States. Precision Incorporated, subsidiary of Intrexon Corporation. The German drugmaker Precision has reached an agreement to transfer all rights to its CAR-T technology and development programs to U.S. biotech company Intrexon in return for a $150 million equity stake in the Maryland-based firm, plus a note for another $25 million in stock. Merck is also giving Intrexon $25 million in cash to help get the CAR-T programs going, and says the handover will allow it to focus on its other R&D activities but still maintain an interest in the rapidly advancing oncology field of CAR-T. Precision Biosciences. Baxalta and Precision Biosciences are partnering to develop allogeneic CAR-T therapies in a collaboration that could generate up to $1.6 billion for Precision. Under the terms of the agreement, the companies will develop CAR-T therapies for up to 6 unique targets, with Precision Biosciences responsible for performing early-stage research activities up to Phase 2, following which Baxalta has the exclusive right to opt in for late-stage development and commercialization. Precision Biosciences' proprietary ARCUS genome editing technology enables the production of CAR-T cells derived from healthy donors rather than relying on a patient with a disease, a strategy that could overcome manufacturing limitations associated with existing CAR-T therapies. Prescient Therapeutics. Prescient Therapeutics, ASX, PTX, is focused on developing novel, personalized therapies for a range of cancers. Prescient's universal CAR-T and targeted therapies are both personalized medicine approaches which seek to improve patient outcomes, whilst also new tools for clinicians in combating cancer. Prescient's OmniCAR is a universal CAR-T platform employing technology licensed from UPenn, the pioneer and world leader in CAR-T, as well as Oxford University, that allows unprecedented control and flexibility over current generation CAR-T approaches. It combines the cancer-killing capabilities of a T-cell with the control and pharmacology of a drug. Servier. a French pharmaceutical company, Servier entered the CAR T market in 2015 when it acquired the rights to UCART19 from Cellectis. Shanghai BioRail Laboratory Incorporated. Founded in 2013, the company is headquartered in Shanghai Zhijia Science Park. It has received angel round financing from Oriental Fuhai and the pre-A round of nearly 100 million Chinese yuan from China Resources Leadership for the development of new drug declarations and registrations for the development of UCART for the treatment of B-cell hematologic malignancies. DAY funds will help the company to achieve new breakthroughs in the CAR-T field. It has applied for more than 40 patents. Shanghai GeneChem Company, Limited. In 2016, Genesium established Shanghai Gen-based Biotechnology Company, Limited to develop new drugs for diseases with high incidences in China, including cancer, diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. Working closely with physicians, GenBase has access to clinical samples and databases which facilitates its development of antibodies and cell or gene therapies. One effort is the collaboration with Tianjin First Central Hospital and other hospitals to develop anti-CD19 chimeric antigen receptor, CAR, T-cell therapy. Genesium is also exploring the use of CAR-T therapy for solid tumors. Genesium has helped the FMMU team to convert the MG7 antibody to MG7 CAR-T cells. Shanghai SinoBioWeiSunTerra Biotech. SinoBioWeiSunTerra Biotechnology focuses on cutting-edge biotechnology, specifically field of adoptive cellular therapies. The core business of the company is to sublicense the CAB CAR-T technology in Greater China from F1 Oncology. By investing in and building the GMP facility for virus packaging and cell processing related to CAB CAR-T cell therapy, Perham Therapeutics Biotechnology supports the CAB CAR-T clinical trials in solid tumors, cooperating with some of the leading hospitals in China. Shanghai Perham Therapeutics' vision is to overcome the challenge of solid tumors, thereby bringing benefit to society as a whole. Shenzhen Binder Bio Limited. Binder Bio Group was established in 2015 and Shenzhen Binder Biotechnology Company, Limited is the holding company. Binder Biotech has received strong support from the Shenzhen Municipal Government and has established extensive and in-depth cooperation with the Chinese Academy of Sciences and a number of authoritative hospitals across the country. It is a biotechnology group company that focuses on the treatment of cancer with immune cells. Based on the internationally leading CAR-T and TCR-T immune cell technologies, Binder Biotech is committed to the development and marketing of immunotherapy. Shire. In June 2016, Shire completed a $32 billion merger with Baxalta. Only months before, in February 2016, Baxalta and Precision Biosciences entered an agreement to develop allogeneic CAR-T therapies in a collaboration worth up to $1.6 billion. Precision Biosciences' proprietary ARCUS genome editing technology enables the production of CAR-T cells derived from healthy donors rather than relying on a patient with a disease. SinoBioWei Cell Therapy Company, Limited. SinoBioWei Cell Therapy is a Chinese private company focused on research and development of chimeric antigen receptor T-cell (CAR-T) technology and immunotherapy for potential cancer treatment. Sorrento Therapeutics. Sorrento is developing a proprietary non-viral chimeric antigen receptor (CAR) T technology that could impact the way that CAR constructs are integrated into T-cells. Its anti-CEA CAR-T has shown promising clinical activity and safety in Phase 1b clinical trial. Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited, Takeda. Takeda is making multiple moves within the immuno-oncology space. It has a collaboration with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center to develop novel CAR-T products for the treatment of multiple myeloma, acute myeloid leukemia and other solid tumors. It is commercializing CAR-T products in partnership with Noil Immune Biotech and secured exclusive license rights to NIB-102 and NIB-103 for the treatment of solid tumor indications. It also exercised an option from Crescendo Biologics for an exclusive oncology-targeted HomeBody license, allowing it to evaluate HomeBody VHs for the development of novel CAR-T therapeutics. Takara Bio Incorporated. In Japan, Takara Bio is conducting clinical trials of CD19 CAR gene therapy targeting adult acute lymphocytic leukemia. As in the NYESO-1 CIDCRA gene therapy project, it is addressing unmet medical needs in collaboration with our partner Otsuka Pharmaceutical Company, Limited. TC Bio, Pharm. TC Biopharm is conducting Phase 2/3 clinical studies of its lead product, ImmuniCell, in renal cell carcinoma, non-small cell lung cancer and melanoma patients. It is developing the next generation of safer CAR-T products based on proprietary processes using the clinically proven ImmuniCell backbone. In December 2017, Bluebird Bio and TC Biopharm announced a strategic collaboration to research and develop gamma-delta CAR-T cell product candidates for cancer immunotherapy. Tessa Therapeutics Private Limited. Tessa Therapeutics is a clinical-stage cell therapy company focused on autologous and allogeneic therapies for a wide range of cancers. It has released proof-of-concept data from the preclinical study of TT16, a first-of-its-kind combination immunotherapy that integrates CAR-T cell therapy and oncolytic adenovirus-expressing immunomodulatory molecules for the treatment of human epidermal growth factor receptor 2, HER2-positive solid tumors. The Pregene, Shenzhen, Biotechnology Company, Limited. Pregene Shenzhen Biotechnology is developing a CAR-T cell therapy targeting B-cell maturation antigen, BCMA, for the treatment of multiple myeloma. Thermogenesis Holdings. Thermogenesis Holdings is developing its CARTExpress platform to automate many of the manual steps traditionally required during cell processing. It is a multi-system package that offers a streamlined solution for cell processing, selection, washing, and cryopreservation. This CARTExpress platform offers a commercially viable, semi-automated cellular manufacturing and control, CMC, solution for the development of CAR-T and CAR-NK therapeutics. Tiangene Micure Medical Technology Company, Limited. Tiangene Micure Medical Technology Company, Limited is a sponsor of a single center, single arm, open label phase 1 study which will determine the safety and efficacy of CD19 CAR T cells in patients with relapsed or refractory acute B cell lymphoblastic leukemia, RRBL. Dimmune Biotech Incorporated. Dimmune has developed an innovative CAR T technology called TriCAR T. For adoptive T-cell cancer therapy, Dimmune's TriCAR-T utilizes a part of the proprietary TriTay construct as a multifunctional binding domain. Immunity Therapeutics Incorporated. In 2018, AbbVie, PLC signed an antibody humanization agreement with Immunity Therapeutics for the development of new chimeric antigen receptor T-cell, CAR-T, therapies for the treatment of solid and hematological cancers. Toolgen Incorporated. Toolgen Incorporated, Conex. 199,800 is a biotechnology company specializing in genome editing. It is exploring the capacity of its CRISPR/Cas9 gene editing platform to improve anti-tumor activity of human CAR T cells. The company has demonstrated that blocking a molecular pathway that down-regulates T cell activity with the company's CRISPR/Cas9 gene editing platform results in increased T cell receptor signaling in vitro and an improved anti-tumor activity when tested against in a mouse glioblastoma tumor model. UniCAR Therapy. UniCAR Therapy is pioneering cancer immunotherapies. In 2018, UniCAR submitted 4 applications for CAR T-cell drug candidates as investigational new drugs, INDs, to China's National Medical Products Administration, NMPA. The company collaborates with top-ranked hospitals specializing in hematological malignancies, including leukemia, lymphoma and multiple myeloma. 400-plus patients have benefited from UniCAR's immunotherapeutic products and the company holds 30-plus patents for CAR-T cell technology. It is dedicated to the extended application of the next generation of CAR-T cell therapies with enhanced efficacy and safety profiles. Unum Therapeutics. Unum Therapeutics antibody-coupled T-cell receptor is a chimeric protein that binds to tumor-targeting antibodies. When actor T cells are administered into a patient, they target and attack tumors by co-administering cancer-specific antibodies. Previously at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the company's scientific founder, Dario Campana, created the CD19 CAR that was subsequently shown to be highly effective in treating patients with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, ALL. UWL Biopharma. UWL Biopharma is focused on reducing CAR-T manufacturing cost and strengthening market segmentation with European and American products. The company is sponsoring a clinical study designed to evaluate safety and feasibility of administering Welgenalusil, UWC-19, transduced with anti-CD19 lentiviral vector to patients with advanced refractory hematologic malignancies, including DLBCL et al. Vor Biopharma. Vor Biopharma is developing engineered hematopoietic stem cells, ESCs, as well as CAR-T therapies designed to treat patients with blood cancers. It has a proprietary platform built on HSC biology, genome engineering, and CAR T cells that has the potential to protect HSCs from targeted therapeutics, enabling the use of approaches such as antibody-drug conjugates and CARTs without risk of graft failure or cytopenia. Wuhan San Medical Technology Company, Limited. Up to now, the company's CAR T product targeting CD19 has completed 34 clinical trials of relapsed and refractory acute B lymphocytic leukemia in Wuhan Union Hospital. The complete remission rate reached 81%, and completed 2 cases of allogeneic CAR T clinical. In the study, the longest case has been continuously relieved for nearly 3 years. Xyphos Incorporated. Xyphos is developing a best-in-class CAR T therapy platform based on convertible CAR technology. Convertible CAR technology is based on a unique receptor antibody control system engineered from protein components of the human NKG2D receptor/MYC-ligand immune surveillance pathway. Through minimal mutation of the natural NKG2D receptor and directed evolution of small modular MYC domains that selectively bind the mutated NKG2D, Xyphos created an inert NKG2D CAR, INK2D CAR, that can only be activated using bispecific MYC antibody fusions, MYC abodies. Yaik Biotechnology Limited. Shanghai Yaik Biotechnology Limited is developing a humanized CAR T cell therapy targeting CD19 and CD22. It is a collaborator in a clinical trial exploring the efficacy of CD19 targeted CAR T cell therapy for minimal residual disease (MRD) in B cell malignancies after autologous stem cell transplantation. If you found this blog valuable, subscribe to BioInform and Stem Cell Industry Updates. To learn more about this rapidly evolving industry, view the global CAR T cell therapy market, market size, forecasts, trials, and trends, 2025. Global CAR T cell therapy market, market size, forecasts, trials and trends.